Before I go into my actual testimony, I'd like to read a passage from Psalm 139. Oh Lord, you have searched me, and you know. You know when I sit and when I rise. You perceive my thoughts from afar. You discern my going out and my lying down. You are familiar with all my ways. Before a word is on my tongue, you know it completely, O Lord. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. See if there is any offensive way to me, and lead me in the way everlasting. Thank you. I was born into a Christian family and was christened in the Wesleyan Methodist Church. In my early childhood years and up through my youth to early manhood, I attended Sunday school and senior church services. In my homeland of Jamaica, all our schools were run by churches. Hence, I attended a Baptist public school, an Anglican high school for 1.5 terms, finishing up with a Quaker high school, which was a boarding school. I went through to graduation in 1949 for 4.5 years. I gave my life to my Lord and Savior when I was 17 years old and at the Society of Friends Church, which is a Quaker church where my school was. During my 20s and through many years, till the year 1995, approximately 40 years, I strayed from regular church services and in generally only attended church occasionally for weddings or funerals. In general, I became a backslider, and although I still maintained that I was a Christian, I did not in any way practice true Christianity and imbibed alcoholic beverages and loose living. The loose living stopped when I got engaged in 1963, married in 1964 to my wife. But other unchristian actions continued. For instance, drinking, swearing, and generally unpleasant attitudes as circumstances demanded. My family and I emigrated to Canada in 1968. And in 1995, God called me back into his fold. When I joined the church choir at Bayview Glen Christian Missionary Alliance Church, where I rededicated my life to the service of my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Since then, I have endeavored to be as Christian-like as I, a sinner, can be. And I realize that baptism alone will not guarantee my going to heaven, but it is a definite turning point in my Christian life's journey as I endeavor to walk with God. When I was a little child, growing up in the Methodist Church and so forth, I thought that when I grew up, I would become a minister of the church that I attended. As you will realize, that did not happen. I believe I was put on this earth for a purpose. What that purpose is, I don't know. However, God gave me a talent, which is a voice to sing. I try to sing in church as often as I can, whether it's in choirs, in congregation, or as a soloist. I prefer to be a soloist. Maybe that's my pride speaking. During my backsliding years, I did not sing anywhere. That's why I truly believe God called me back 1995. It could only have been him calling me. It couldn't have been Satan. Satan does not want to hear songs about Jesus Christ and God the Father. When my wife asked me to go to hear Billy Graham preach at the then Sky Dome Arena, I could have said no. I believe only God could have made me say yes. Furthermore, only he could have placed us in the bus, in the seats where we sat, so that the choral director could hear us singing the choruses and invite us to sing in the church choir. That was 15 years ago, last June. I believe that God speaks to all who believe in him and his son Jesus Christ, our Savior, and that only in my perseverance in prayer and worship of him will I attain heaven. I'm a sinner saved by his grace, and know that only through Jesus Christ will I succeed in anything I do. I will now sing an appropriate song for this occasion, I'll Walk with God. That song was produced and sung for the movie Student Prince in the early 60s. It was written by Paul Francis Webster, and the music was written by Nicholas Brodsky. I think the words will very much describe, I think. Beg your pardon.
Amen. Praise God. What God can do to a man's life, change a whole man's life, in the course of it. Aaron Perry is one of our young people who's come to know Christ, and he's going to come and share his testimony with us at this point in time. Aaron, come.
Well, as previously mentioned, my name is Aaron Perry. I'm asked to share a bit about myself. And I like music, and I like to bake stuff, and cook as well. But more importantly, the story about how I came to know the Lord. I'm the son of David and Joan Perry, and brother Tim, Sarah, and Josh. And like many people here, I was born into a Christian home, and I grew up in one as well. I've gone to church since the day I was born. I knew God at a very young age. I think I realized I was a sinner when I was around 5, and I'm not exactly sure of the age. And the reason is because I didn't actually care at the time what it meant, or I didn't know what it meant to follow the Lord. And that view of life continued all the way until I graduated high school. Fortunately, I was able to have the rare experience of attending a Christian school and a public school. I went to Durham Christian in Knox until grade 11, and in grade 12 I went to Clark High School on the 115 there. When I was in Durham, I was deceived into thinking that going to church and attending a Christian school was enough for God. And I had many friends as well, but they, the same as me, didn't care about God either, or living the life that they were supposed to. And this, sadly, made me fall deeper and deeper into a lifestyle or an attitude that was for the world and against God. I had rotten attitudes, and I wasn't a very nice person at times. But what I think was the start of God's plan to change my life was when I went to Clark High School, of all places, a public high school. And it was when I left all my friends at Durham, and I was so scared, and I was becoming depressed, but that's when I didn't know, but God had everything under control at the time. I met Christian friends at Clark like I've never had before, people that actually cared about Christ enough to live the life that we've been called to, the life different from this world. And I started going to youth group, not because I wanted to, but because of the constant prodding from these new friends I was making. Many of them are here right now. But with a reluctant yes, I decided to go to youth group, and that was a good thing. And at the same time, we started coming to this church as well. And it's definitely one of the biggest parts about my life changing for the good. There's a lot of love in this church, and it's a great place. But over the next 2 years, I learned two big lessons. The first one was after being here for a while, and I was starting to play on the worship team, and I got to go to the Worship God 2009 conference in Maryland. This was the point where I truly decided to follow Christ. That's because I realized how big God is and how worthy He is to be praised. And I'm going to read the same passages that I read on that the day we got back from the conference. It's Psalm 8, verses 3 and 4. When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you have set in place, what is man that you are mindful of him, the son of man that you care for him? God is a huge God. If he created the entire universe with just his fingertips, that means he's pretty big, and we're pretty small. But it also says, what is man that you are mindful of him? So who am I that God should choose to love me? I don't know why he did choose to love me or any of us. But because he did, that makes him worthy to be praised and worthy of everything and all of our love for him. And the second lesson I learned the following year was when I attended a Word of Life Bible Institute for 1 year. I learned a lot there. I had good times, and I had bad times as well. The biggest thing that affected my life was not necessarily all the teaching, but the day that I showed up after the when the summer was just starting. I know everyone was wondering why I was here. That's because I was kicked out of Word of Life for some bad behavior and things I did. That just crushed my world, and I was sick with myself. I couldn't believe the things I did. But because of that, God changed my life, especially at that point. The biggest thing I learned was that we have to trust God. We must trust in God to have an effective life for God. But we first have to realize how weak we are and how big God is. Then God will use us as He wills. And I'm going to read 2 Corinthians 12, verse 9 and 10. But he said to me, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore I'll boast all the more gladly about my weakness, so that Christ's power may rest on me. That is why, for Christ's sake, I delight in weakness, in insults, in hardships, in persecutions, in difficulties. For when I am weak, then I am strong." So we're weak people, and we have to trust in God, and that's when He'll use us. And there's nothing we can do without Christ. But tonight, I'm up here because I want to be baptized, and I want to become a member of Newcastle Baptist Church. So first, I want to be baptized. Even though I'm already saved, and my sins are forgiven by the blood of Jesus on the cross, and I'm sealed by the Holy Spirit, I want to be baptized to make a public confession, to commit my life to following Christ with all I am. And it represents Christ's death, burial, and resurrection for my sins, putting death my old self and putting on the new creation that is only given through God by His grace. And also, as Christians, we're commanded in the Bible to be baptized. And I'm going to follow the Lord in that. And also, I want to be a member of Newcastle Fellowship Baptist Church. That's because I have a desire to follow God in this church and in this town. There are many opportunities to minister here. I've already been given the opportunity to teach in youth group a few times and play on the worship team. It's such a blessing I get to do that. And Lord willing, I can get more involved here. And I love this church and love to get to know everyone more and more, better as my brothers and sisters in Christ. And it's only through the grace of God alone that I'm up here right now. Thank you.
God is the God of the second chance, isn't He? And the third chance, and the fourth chance. Praise God for His goodness. Linda McLean is going to come and share her testimony.
Years ago, I was trudging along as I had for most of my adult life. I was doing church. I was a Christian in name. And I was getting through life's ups and downs with the help, I thought, of family and friends, that's for sure. But now when I look back, I know that it was only with God's guiding hand that He brought me through these problems. And as I prayed, He gave me the strength. And then one Sunday at a social church, God sent a messenger, a Pentecostal layman, who delivered a different message, a call to be born again. And my ears heard that, and my spirit perked up at that. A few days later, alone in my living room, another message, this time via the radio. And its message was, "Come to me, all you are weary, and I will give you peace. Knock on the door, and it will be opened." And I knelt where I was, and the floodgates opened, and I begged for its forgiveness. And the Lord, in his mercy, reached out his hand and welcomed me into his family. But I'm a solitary soul. And I didn't tell a lot of people at that point. I'm not one that shouts from the rooftops. I told a few, but the fear of man was still a hurdle that I had to get over. But I did dig into that Bible, one that had sat in the shelf for years and years and years, and I'd never opened it. And I came at last to an understanding that this was a manual for my life. He'd provided it, my good Lord did. And for us, it's a part of his awesome plan that we read these words and we use them every day. His message is of patience and unconditional love. That was hard for me to accept. God, the Father of all creation, could love even me. And I can trust him as my Father to lead me in whatever direction he pleases. And I have to hand that control over to him. That's not always easy. But I know his ways the best way. And he has given the ultimate sacrifice, his son, who would come and walk here on earth with us and be persecuted by people like us and die on that cross for us so that our sins could be wiped out and we could be free. What a Savior we've got. He rose and he conquered death that we might conquer death too. And that's where today becomes a big deal, as my grandchildren would say. I'm going to be baptized today. And in that, I'm proclaiming to God and to all of you here tonight that I am willing to die symbolically to sin and go beneath that water, which I'm afraid of usually. And when I come up again, I will be a new life in Christ. Not perfect. No way. A work in progress. Looking forward to my reward, eternity with God. I thank him so much. He has brought me encouragers all along my pathway, all along my journey. He's brought me a wonderful family. He's brought me fantastic friends. And I just thank him over and over again. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Linda. Chelsea, we're going to ask you to come and share what God has done in your life.
My name's Chelsea, and I wasn't born in a Christian home. And by the age of 6, my parents were getting a divorce. And I was left in the middle of everything, and it just left me with pain and hatred to both my parents. And for a lot of time, I was surrounded by tension and judgment, and I couldn't find a refuge. I couldn't find someone I could trust until Jesus came into my life. So now that I have accepted Christ as my Lord and Savior, I now know I can put full trust and faith in Christ, because Jeremiah 29:11 says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." And that gives me complete assurance that whatever happens in my life, it's all in God's hands, and that he does have a future all planned out for me, and I don't have to worry about it at all. Before I was a Christian, I didn't feel whole. I didn't feel like I was getting anywhere, and I convinced myself that there was no meaning in life. But at that time, I knew I had to choose him for myself, and I truly had to believe in him. And when I did accept Christ, I knew it was the right decision, and it was my decision. God saved me, and now I'm going to heaven, and it was that easy. And now I live the rest of my life for me. For God, sorry. And every day that still makes me grateful to have made that decision. I became a Christian while going on a trip with the youth group to the Word of Life Bible Institute about 9 months ago. I was overwhelmed by the amazing testimonies that so many told, and also what really moved me and showed me how amazing God is was the singing and how much compassion everyone had singing and praising God. I could feel the Holy Spirit was at work and through so many, and it felt like I was being lifted up, and I can't even explain how much love I felt those few days. And the day we were leaving, I accepted Christ at exactly 12:01 a.m., and I told everyone in my cabin, and I kept everyone up for another 45 minutes talking about what that now means for me and how I will change in so many different ways, and it's so true. My life has changed since I've become a Christian in so many ways. A couple of ways is that I've noticed I always have a smile on my face all the time, and that I'm involved in this church a lot more than I was before. I come into the house of the Lord with a cheerful heart and a compelled heart to learn more of the Word of God, and I come out with a convicted heart willing to change to become more and more closer to God. I have also noticed that I have more of a passion for things that I never did before, and that my eyes have been opened to the love, assurance, and gratitude God gives me, and it amazes me to see all the really amazing stuff God has made. I also have realized how much my salvation really means so much that I could have imagined, and after I became a Christian, I started reading my Bible, and I realized how much the people went through and how they overcame it with the grace and love of God when they put full trust in Him. And ever since I became a Christian, I feel God with me wherever I go. And that's why I want to get baptized, because baptism is a symbol of recognition. You're showing everyone that you want to live the rest of your life for Jesus. And the verse 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, "Therefore, if anyone is Christ, he is a new creation. The old has gone, the new has come." And when you get saved, it's exactly that. You are a new person, and baptism is only a symbol of being saved. And your life will change after you get saved. And if you're saved through the Lord Jesus Christ, baptism is a command from God, as you can see in Matthew 28:18-20. Then Jesus came to them and said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I'm with you always to the very end of the age." And I want to become a member of this church because I believe in what it stands for. For example, that it uses the Bible as its final authority and takes a firm stand on the fundamentals of the faith. Salvation by grace through faith in Jesus Christ alone, and also what it's doing now in so many people's lives through the ministries. I want to be more involved and help the ministries throughout the church and bring people to Christ and show them the love of Christ just like I have seen, and to be an impact and a helpful hand. I want God's word to be spread past these walls and into the community and see God's work being done through me and through this church. I want to become a member because I'm interested in the ability of Newcastle Fellowship Baptist Church to grow and the decision of the church makes as the body of Christ. And I want to put my time into glorifying the Lord and having more time, more discipline to help me grow in my faith and learn further to stand strong to my faith. Thank you.
We've seen the change in Chelsea. It's just amazing to see what God has done in that young lady's life, and all by His grace, all by His power. Another person who's going to come and share what God has done in their lives is David Whitaker. David, come and share what God has done in your life.
Hi, my name is Dave Whitaker, and I am 27 years old. I was baptized always as a little baby in Toronto. I am getting baptized again. I believe and reborn. Because I am reborn, and I want to be baptized. Because I believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. I learned a special spirit act Turn your Bible, please, Acts 2:38. First, all of your mind, turn away from your sin and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. Then your sin will be forgiven. You will repent the gift of the Holy Spirit. I want to be a member of church because of friendship, and I am so happy here.
David wants to answer some questions. David, what separates all of us from God?
Sin.
How do you get saved from your sin, David?
Jesus paid the penalty for my sin. Jesus died the price for me.
You believe God saved you. What do you have to do?
Repent and believe.
What does repent mean, David?
Repent. Me? Stop. Going one way, I turn your right way, I go God's way.
Why do you want to be baptized?
Because I believe it is right.
Thank you, David.
Praise God. David's been saved. He's going to get baptized. Last but not least, a young lady by the name of Amanda Lack. Amanda, come and share God's grace in your life. And we're going to share it right from down here. Because I think it's going to be a little bit too big for you, so I'm going to give you this microphone here. Okay, Amanda?
Hi, my name is Amanda. I'm 11 years old. There are four of us in my family. My father, my mother, myself, and my little brother. I'm here today because I have chosen to follow Jesus, and he asks us that when we want to live for him to be baptized. My mother has been teaching me about God since I was a baby. She has taught me many Bible stories, how to live for Jesus, and the importance of prayer. When I was 4 years old, I started going to Carriage Country Baptist Church. My favorite Sunday school teacher was Miss Manuel. Now we have been at Newcastle Fellowship Baptist Church for almost 2 years. The teacher who has taught me the most here is Mrs. Nadeau. I started school in the public school system, and then my parents transferred me to Knox Christian School a year and a half ago. As I was leaving Kirby and entering Knox, my mother repeatedly reminded me 1,000 times of Romans 8:28a that says, God works for the good of those who love him. I know that my life is in God's hands and that he promises me he'll never leave me or forsake me. Some of my favorite verses are John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Romans 10:9. That if you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God rose him from the dead, you will be saved. John 14:6. Jesus answered, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Philippians 4:13. I can do everything through him who gives me strength. And Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. My favorite parables are John 15:5, that says, I am the vine, you are the branches. I know that I am a branch that is attached to the vine because I have asked Jesus into my heart and I want to live for him. My other favorite parable is Matthew 7:24-27, which talks about building our life on a solid foundation in Christ. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. I have two songs that are very meaningful to me. The first song is called, I Have Decided to Follow Jesus. The last verse says, though none go with me, still I will follow. And that is how I want to live my life, even if others around me decide not to. The second song is called, What a Friend We Have in Jesus. I like this one because Jesus calls us his friends, as in John 15:14, that says, You are my friends if you do what I command. And I want to do what Jesus commands me to do. I also have two favorite poems. The first one is called Footprints. I especially like this poem where the Lord says, My precious child, I love you and I would never leave you. During your times of trial and suffering, when you saw only one set of footprints in the sand, it was then that I carried you. The second poem is called The Cross in My Pocket, and it goes like this. I carry a cross in my pocket, a simple reminder to me of the fact that I am a Christian, no matter where I may be. This little cross is not magic, nor is it a good luck charm. It isn't meant to protect me from every physical harm. It's not for identification, for all the world to see. It's simply an understanding between my Savior and me. When I put my hand in my pocket to bring out a coin or a key, the cross is there to remind me of the price he paid for me. It reminds me, too, to be thankful for my blessings day by day and strive to serve him better in all that I do and say. It's also a daily reminder of the peace and the comfort I share with all who know my Master and give themselves to his care. So I carry a cross in my pocket, reminding no one but me that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life if I'll only let him be. I like this poem because it talks about a personal relationship with Christ. Thanks, Mom, for teaching me about God. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Amanda. Praise God. Praise God. Saving people that are in their late ages and even in their youth. Praise God for that. I'm going to ask the people that are going to get baptized to slip out now, and I'm going to ask the worship team to come and lead us in some worship.